Welcome to the C3 Church Watson podcast. Our vision is to connect you to Jesus, grow you as a disciple, and help you serve his purpose. We hope you are blessed by this week's message.
Last Saturday, not yesterday, we were at the F1 for the Saturday, not for the race. And we weren't at the F1, I wasn't there because I'm a car person. No, I'm not a car person. I speed. Family secrets. Anyway, would you like me to tell them about your driving? Yeah, it's all right when the shoe's on the other foot. Anyway, I'm not a car person, but people I love are. So we were there with Paul and Zach and Phoebe for the Saturday, and it was loud. And it was fast. You know, you don't even see the cars because they're going over 300 kilometres an hour. So, you know, you blink and you miss it. And then we came home and we watched the race in the comfort of our own home because you actually see it. And anyway. And for those of you that don't know what F1 is, it's a car race. I didn't know what it was for a long time. Anyway, Hamilton. For those of you who don't know who he is, he drives the Mercedes, one of the Mercedes cars. He was in this race, in the F1 race, and he was driving, and his car died. The engine just died. It just stopped. And no matter what a lot of people think, I think his car dying in the scheme of things doesn't really matter. Sorry, those of you who think it does. But what I do know is that every person at some point will have, if they haven't already, experience a death or deaths as they journey through life. And unlike a dead motor engine in a car, those deaths do matter. Because they cause pain and heartache. But death is a part of life. Obviously, the hardest type of death that we all have to face is the death of a loved one. But there can be a death, there can be deaths in relationships, which are very painful. There can be the death of a dream. The death of an opportunity that you thought you'd get that didn't materialize. And what do we do with that? Because we all face these situations in life. And what do we do with that? What do we do when we experience something that we thought wouldn't happen and something dies on the inside of us? We can try to live with it. Just get on with it. You'll be right, soldier on. Take a few Codral. Who remembers that ad? Soldier run with Codral. Anyway, or we can pretend it doesn't affect us. But anyone who has faced these things will know that that doesn't work. Or we can get buried under it and let it stop us from experiencing life the way that God intended. We can live our life just continually filled with loss and grief. And loss and grief is real. So we have to experience that. But we can live our life just always experiencing that. And being careful. Do you know what I mean by being careful? It's like you don't let anyone in. Because you don't want to get hurt again, and so we shut down. And that also is not a long-term solution. So what do we do? See, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing about Easter Sunday is that it's a reminder that Jesus conquered death. Death still happens, but death does not have the final say. Jesus' death and resurrection means that there is life after death. Yes. It's very, very good news. Yep. 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Yes. Easter Sunday, we celebrate the God who overcame death once and for all. And we're going to look at a story today from the book of John, and some of you will know it. Some of you will know it very well. It's the story of three siblings, a brother and two sisters, and they were very good friends of Jesus. And when Jesus was in town, he would go to their house and they would fellowship together. They'd sit down, they'd eat a meal, he'd talk, they'd listen. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful fellowship. And Jesus became very close to these three, and the Bible tells us that he loved them. He loved them. And one day the brother, that's Lazarus, he gets sick. And he gets so sick that he dies. There is a death. And Jesus is a long, long way away. And the sisters send word to Jesus and they say, Jesus, come, because the one you love is sick. And he doesn't come straight away. And by the time he gets to Lazarus, Lazarus is dead. And we pick up the story when Jesus comes back to Lazarus, to where Mary and Martha and Lazarus are. And Martha is one of the sisters, and she sees Jesus coming along the road the day after Lazarus has died, days after actually. And she comes running to her friend Jesus, which is a good thing. When something bad happens, that's where you run to. And she falls at his feet, and all the emotion and the pain and what she's been through comes gushing out of her. And she says what you and I would probably say, and would probably, she says what we would have said as well. And she says this in verse 21. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. Translation, Jesus, you let me down. Have you ever said that to God? I was counting on you, Jesus, and you didn't come through. I know you could have done it, but you didn't. You could have protected me, but you didn't. You could have stopped that from happening, but you didn't. And here I am, I'm lost, I'm disappointed, and I'm so confused. I remember a time in our lives when Paul was principal of Emmaus, where I was in exactly this situation. I'm like, God, why on earth is this happening? You could have changed this, you could have stopped this, but you didn't. It's not an easy place to be. Verse 22, Martha says to Jesus, but even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Wow, this is such a powerful statement. Even now I know, translated, which means even now I believe. Even now I trust. Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. This is amazing. Martha is standing in front of Jesus. She's in pain. She's confused. But she says, I've watched you and I still believe that you can do something about this. You didn't come when I called. You didn't do what I asked. I'm grieving right here. But still I know you can ask God and he can bring something good out of this. How amazing is that? She said, I know. What do you know about God? Katie knows that he's the God of the turnaround. Maybe you don't know much about God. Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to change that later in the service. But some of you are here today and you have walked with God in the past, but you have experienced a death of sorts and it has made you doubt what you know about God and walk away. What do you need to remember about God today? When I was going through one of the hardest times of my life, I found it really hard to access God. And it wasn't until after I had come through the other side that He said to me over and over and over again, I was with you. I was with you. I was with you. You didn't think I was with you, but I was with you. I never left you. I was carrying you. I was surrounding you. I was protecting you. That's our God. So, let's keep continuing the story. Chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Yes, Martha said. He will rise again when everyone else rises again at the last day. Now, this conversation is what we would call crossed wires. Have you ever had one of those? Never happens, right? You never have a conversation with your spouse if you're married and he's saying this and you're hearing that and everything's getting crossed around. This is what happened here. Martha misunderstands what Jesus is saying and she hears something very different. Jesus says, your brother will rise again. And he's talking about in a moment. Your brother, Martha, that I love, I'm going to change things in just a moment. Everything is going to be different in just a moment. And that's the furthest thing from her mind. She thinks Jesus is talking about heaven somewhere a long way off. But Jesus looks at Martha and he starts to explain. And he says the most incredible, incredible statement. He says this statement that explains the reason we celebrate Easter across the whole world. The reason Christianity started to grow and continues to grow and will continue to grow. He says this statement. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. You are right. You are right that God would give me whatever I ask, but it's actually bigger than that. You are right that I am a miracle worker and I could have saved your brother, but it's bigger than that. It is so big. This statement is so important. What I'm going to show you is so important that it's not just for now. It's not just for you and Mary and Lazarus. It's for people who will live hundreds of years from now. It's for people who will live thousands of years from now. It's for you and me. He said, I am resurrection and I am life. That's who he is. And you don't make a statement like that without backing it up. And that's what this moment was all about. This moment was about showing everyone then and now who Jesus is. He was making this statement and he was planning to back it up with what he did next. And then he'd back it up again when he rose from the dead. He says, anyone who believes in me, anyone who trusts in me, anyone who puts their trust in me will live and I will give them new life now and eternal life forever. I will take what is broken, I will take what has died and I'll fill them with new life. That's our God. Then he says, Martha, do you believe this? He asks the best questions, doesn't he, Jesus? He looks through the Gospels. He asks the best questions. This is such an important question. Do you believe this? I don't know everyone here in this room. I don't know everyone who's watching online. But whoever you are, Jesus is asking you the same question. Do you believe? Verse 27, Martha said, yes, Lord. I have always believed that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God. She believed. She believed even though things didn't happen the way she wanted them to happen. Even though she was disappointed, she was angry, she was upset, she was standing in front of Jesus, who she knew could have helped her, she said, I believe that you are the Son of God. I don't know what life has dealt you today, but despite what it has dealt you, Jesus is asking you the same question. Martha said, yes, I believe. What do you say? Who is God to you? Do you know? Because that is the most important question anyone will ever answer. For me, he is the one I cannot live without. He is the one who saved me and rescued me again and again and again. Katie told us who he is for her, the God of the turnaround. After discussion with Jesus, Martha goes back to her sister Mary. Verse 28, then she returned to Mary. She called Mary aside from the mourners and told her, the teacher is here. He wants to see you. See, Mary was, she was off with the other mourners. She was doing what you do when you experience a death. She was with the people mourning over the loss of her brother. And Jesus calls for her by name. He wants to see her. He asks for her. He seeks her out. He wants to talk with her. He wants to bring comfort and hope to her. He wants to strengthen her. He wants to heal her. And when you're feeling vulnerable because you're living with grief and loss, he's calling your name as well. He's calling for you just like he called for Mary. The teacher is here and he wants to see you. Jesus is here and he's asking for you. He knows you. He created you and he's calling you by name. He knows your name. Will you respond? That's the question today. And then Jesus asks to be taken to the grave and he stands out there with all the other mourners and he does the strangest thing. He says, Mary and Martha, can you get your servants to roll away the stone? Because just like we saw on the screen today, there was a stone in front of the grave. And they go, hold on, Jesus. Ho ho. We didn't just bury him. He's been there for 4 days. It's going to be smelly. It's going to stink. And when things die in us and when things don't work out in us, we can have all sorts of pain and anger and disappointment and disillusionment that we live with and we carry around with us. And it's so messy and smelly. And watch out, anyone who comes across our path. Because hurting people hurt people. Verse 40, Jesus responded, didn't I tell you you would see God's glory if you believe? So they rolled away the stone. And Jesus looked up to heaven and he said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out. His hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go. And Lazarus came out of the tomb living. A miracle. And if there ever was any doubt in the minds of those who were there, and in our minds, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, all the loopholes in that argument closed. He proved it by calling Jesus, who was dead, to life. Lazarus, thank you, darling. It's always got my back. And here's how the story ends. John 11, 45. Many of the people who were with Mary believed in Jesus when they saw this happen. Jesus gave new life to Lazarus. He took what was broken and dead and he gave it new life. He breathed the breath of life into him. New life can only be found in Jesus Christ. At Easter, we celebrate the fact that he overcame death, he rose again to new life, and he gives that to everyone who asks. New life, fresh hope, fresh vision. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Jesus asked Martha, he said, Martha, do you believe that I'm the resurrection and the life? And he asks everyone that same question. Do you believe that he came to earth, that he died, that he rose again, that he conquered death, that he wants to give everyone who believes in him new life? Do you need new life? Do you need life after a death that may have happened in your world? I want to ask you if you are ready to come to God today. Are you ready to invite him into your life? Are you ready to let him fill you with hope and joy and peace? Are you ready to experience a love that is bigger than you can ever imagine? Because if you are, just a moment, I want to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart and make him the Lord of your life. Maybe you need to recommit your life to Jesus. I'm including you in this call. What's involved is saying a short prayer. We'll say it together. And then I'll invite you just to raise your hand so that we can meet with you after the service. So while everyone closes their eyes, please repeat this prayer after me if you would like to ask Jesus to come into your life or if you want to recommit your life to him. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to earth. Thank you for dying for me. Forgive me for my sin. I ask you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for giving me new life. Your life. Help me to follow you for the rest of my days.
Thanks for listening. We hope to see you in church again this weekend. To find out more about our church, find us online at c3churchwatson.com.